This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, pours off my Pinot as NZ bottles catnip for the global pet scene. Just when you thought New Zealand's export playbook couldn't get any weirder or more wonderful, along comes a boutique beverage company turning catnip into vino for your fur baby. Yes, really. Meet Muttley's Estate, the cheeky Kiwi startup bottling shelf-stable pet wines for discerning dogs and cats, and now plotting a horticultural expansion to make New Zealand a global catnip capital. Sparkling tail chasers like Champagne, Pernod Noir and Port have already won over 40 stockists across the country and a direct-to-consumer following online. The US market is next. Catnip's a resilient crop and it grows like a charm in our climate, says John Roberts, director of Muttley's Estate and full-time champion of Pet-Human Cocktail Hour. Even a small plot yields enough for a high-value product, so we don't need sprawling vineyards. It's efficient, sustainable, and frankly, a bit hilarious. But behind the novelty is a sharp-eyed business move. Global demand for catnip is surging, particularly in the natural pet care and aromatherapy sectors. The catnip essential oil market alone is tipped to reach $400 million by 2030, with an annual growth rate of nearly 6%. So while the world debates oat milk, Muttley's is quietly filling wine bottles with feline euphoria and canine calm. And calm is exactly what many pets need. Urbanisation, fireworks, pandemic stress, our animals are struggling, says John Roberts. Studies show a third of dogs are noise sensitive and nearly 30% are highly fearful. Cats show signs too, though more subtly, tail flicks, gaze avoidance, all the polite signs of feline disapproval. That's where the wine comes in. Not the boozy kind, Muttley's range contains zero alcohol, but blends with varying catnip concentrations. The whiter varietals lean feline. The bolder, red-style infusions are crafted with dogs in mind. Longer term, Muttley's Estate is eyeing a nationwide catnip boom, fields of it. A horticultural sideline that could deliver fresh income for growers while turning forgotten corners of farmland into feline gold mines. We're investigating large-scale cultivation and even human food applications, says Roberts. Catnip is from the mint family, completely safe for people. So who knows, maybe we'll see a Muttley's mojito down the line. While NZ's horticulture sector has long leaned on apples, kiwi fruit and Sauvignon Blanc, this unexpected entrant into the export scene might just be the most lovable and quirky yet. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.